Dozens of federal agencies produce maps or charts of one kind or another, to say nothing of all the state and local agencies who also make maps. Now, their efforts are going to change dramatically because they all depend on what's known as geodetic control, supplied by a small office of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This office is the National Geodetic Survey and is on a long-term plan to update the reference coordinates it supplies other agencies. We get details now from Chief Geodesist at NOAA, Dr. Drew Smith. Dr. Smith, help me out. Geodesist?
Geodesist.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll try. But tell me a bit about geodesy and why it matters to dozens of federal and scores of state and local government agencies. And why are you changing it?
Sure. Glad to. Geodesy is an earth science. It's pretty heavy in mathematics. It's primarily focused on understanding the size and shape of the earth. And that includes the gravity field and magnetic field of the Earth and various Earth motions, how the tectonic plates are moving, how the rotation pole wobbles around. But the really practical side of geodesy is that it's concerned with precisely positioning points on the Earth. So basically, it serves as a foundation science for any mapping activity. That pretty much is why it's going to matter. At the National Geodetic Survey, where I work, our mission is to provide geodetic control, and specifically to the non-military mapping agencies of the federal government. So what that is, geodetic control is basically starting coordinates, so that if somebody's going out to make a map in one agency, they are provided with starting coordinates, and so is another agency, so that their maps basically will overlay with each other and be consistent.
So if you move the reference points, say the Earth shifted or something went higher or lower, that means that every map that's already been done becomes obsolete.
That's correct, and that's why you don't do this this sort of thing lightly or frequently. The reference frame that we provide at the National Geodetic Survey is called the National Spatial Reference System, and the two primary parts of that that we're talking about, the current coordinate frames are called the North American Datum of 1983, and that's basically the coordinate frame for latitude and longitude, and the North American Vertical Datum of 1988, and that's what provides people with the heights above sea level that they're familiar with on, say, a USGS topographic map. These two datums were last updated, as you know, with the dates 83 and 88 back in the 1980s. And the last time we updated before that was in the 1920s. So we are very cognizant of the fact that, you know, the last time we did this, when we switched from the 1920s datums to the 1980s datums, that there was a significant number of maps and infrastructure already built up on the old datums. But it got to the point in the 80s where we realized there were just too many errors in the existing coordinate frame, and we really were not providing people the sort of accuracy they needed on their maps. So a change was necessary. We're at that point again because in the 1980s, just as we were redefining these datums for people, new technologies were coming along. GPS especially has completely revolutionized how we position things and how we make maps.
We're talking to Dr. Drew Smith. He's the chief geodesist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Geodetic Survey. So that means that the brass disks on the ground or the little stone markers, whatever it is, are going to give way to GPS-based reference points.
That's an excellent way to put it. The technology of providing geodetic control has been pretty much unchanged for 200 years, and the idea is you would put some sort of marker in the ground, in many cases a brass disc with just a pinpoint on the top that represents the actual point, and we would provide a coordinate on that, and someone who's going to go make a map would start at that point, do their survey over an area, and create a map off of it. What we found, though, is now with GPS being so prevalent and so much of positioning technology showing us how much the Earth is moving, we really are in a point in technology where you can no longer just put a mark in the ground, give it a single coordinate, and walk away and assume that that coordinate is good for all time. We have huge motions going on. We have uplift of the entire tectonic plate in Alaska. We have subsidence of of the entire Gulf of Mexico coastline region. There are horizontal motions. The entire North American plate is rotating. So we know that there are all these changes are happening, and we can no longer assume that we can just have one coordinate on a fixed mark. So the paradigm shift is that geodetic control is no longer going to be about putting a single coordinate on a passive mark on the ground. It's really the orbits of the GPS satellites themselves are the ultimate geodetic control, and that is what's going to provide people with the ability to actually know where they are to make their maps in the future.
So as these changes take place, who's going to be affected the most, or who's going to be affected at all?
Okay, pretty much anybody who works in the National Spatial Reference System would be affected. Now, as a federal agency, our mandate is specifically to provide geodetic control to federal non-military mapping agencies. So the big players in the room, for example, would be USGS, FEMA, the Corps of Engineers, the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Park Service, for example. However, a number of states, in fact, coming up on almost all 50 states, have put in law, in their individual state laws, that they'll work in, for example, the North American datum of 1983 or the North American vertical datum of 1988. They've actually codified this. And so this is, you know, not just a scientific issue. This is something where if we change the datums, the individual states could actually be not in compliance with their own state laws. So we need to give people time to make these changes.
Wow, sounds fascinating. And I just one quick question, because of the rotation of the North American plate, that doesn't mean we're in danger of becoming South America.
No, we're not. The rotations are very small. We're talking about in the United States a couple at worst,
sure,
a couple of centimeters a year.
Well, we don't. And so right now you're getting those mapping agencies that are affected by this. They're becoming involved with you in a way to make sure that they're happy with the way this all rolls out.
Absolutely. Just because we have the mandate to do this, it doesn't mean we can do it quickly or independently. We've reached out to all of these agencies, and last week we held a federal geospatial summit where we invited people in to address their concerns, to hear them, and to start developing pilot projects where we will actually work with the individual agencies to make sure that the implementation of this change goes as smoothly as possible.
Well, thanks very much for joining us. It is fascinating, and we wish you luck in that update series.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that's Dr. Drew Smith, the Chief Geodesist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Geodetic Survey.
It is 7:49. Just ahead, small businesses are in the spotlight as National Small Business Week gets set to kick off on Sunday. At 8:05, we're going to find out what agencies and contractors can expect.